This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Common Council is now accepting applications to fill a vacant council seat. Chris Larson resigned from the council last week to avoid any potential conflict of interest arising from the city's possible acquisition of city center property. A press release from the city says residents should submit a letter of interest and current resume to the city clerk's office no later than 4:30 on Wednesday, November 12th. The new council member will be appointed at the November 25th meeting and will serve through April of 2026. For more information, see our story at WISS.fm. In the meantime, the Common Council began work on the 2026 proposed budget before the Common Council meeting yesterday. City Manager Rebecca Grill said in a press release that the budget lowers the tax rate for the city's portion of property taxes. The flat tax levy will drop from $8.14 to $7.73. A public hearing on the proposed budget is scheduled for Tuesday, November 4th at 5 p.m. An update to an animal abuse story we've been following. 39-year-old Travis Gant of Oshkosh was officially charged Tuesday with intentionally mistreating animals in two counts of intimidating witnesses in connection with an incident where a video was sent to police showing a dog being abused on October 7th. The criminal complaint says Gant told police one of his seven dogs attacked the other, leading to the injuries. Good news for people covered by United Healthcare Insurance who prefer Ascension. The insurer announced yesterday that it has reached an agreement with the healthcare system. The previous contract between UHC and Ascension ended on October 1st. UHC said on its website that it is notifying customers of the new agreement. Ascension operates facilities in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Chilton. Medicare open enrollment begins today, October 15th, and Joanne Krulatz shares tips on how you can protect yourself when enrolling.
When taking part in open enrollment, consumers should beware of scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Enrollees or their family members may want help navigating the open enrollment process and choosing the right plan for their circumstances.
There are unsolicited requests that should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment.
Scammers and dishonest actors often try to take advantage of older consumers during the same period by impersonating Medicare and asking for their Medicare account information and selling unnecessary or fraudulent health products or services.
Michelle Reinen says that there are trusted resources to utilize to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers.
Instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
If you are a victim of a Medicare enrollment scam or any scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov.
Residents of the Appleton Area School District can view the proposed 2025-26 budget on the district website starting October 22nd. Holly Burr, the Executive Director of Finance, told board members this week that spending is expected to increase by 2.24%, primarily due to salary and benefit increases. A public hearing will be held October 27th at 6 p.m. The board will then vote on its budget at its meeting immediately following. There's a push from data centers in Wisconsin, including one in the Fox Valley, for tax breaks. Shali Pittman has that story.
State lawmakers are considering tweaks to tax breaks for data centers. In the state budget 2 years ago, lawmakers rolled out a sales and use tax exemption to attract data centers to Wisconsin. According to new reporting from the Center Square, that exemption led to $70 million in foregone sales tax in just the first 2 years. But the bill left out tax breaks for co-located centers, which serve multiple businesses under one roof. A bill described as a technical change would expand the definition so those centers can qualify qualify too. One company pushing for the change is Arc Data Centers, which has a site near Appleton. They say their original law blocked them from credits and they lost business to other states.
Just this year alone, we've had 10 different customers come forward that basically said, we would love to come here. However, the lack of your tax incentive to help us is not amenable for our business plan, and we've gone to other states.
CEO John Kehoe speaking during a public hearing earlier this month. The bill is sponsored by a handful of state lawmakers, all Republicans, including Representative Robert Witke of Caledonia, a village in southeastern Wisconsin, where Microsoft was recently met with community opposition to a planned data center. The company announced it would find a different site. Wisconsin has nearly four dozen data centers throughout the state, according to a map from datacentermap.com. More than half are located in southeastern Wisconsin. I'm Shali Pittman for Civic Media News.
The shutdown could affect November's food benefits. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
Wisconsin officials are being told to hold off on sending out next month's food benefits. A new letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture warns the state not to process November SNAP payments yet. The department says the money for the program only lasts through October unless the shutdown ends. It could impact thousands of Wisconsin families who rely on the benefits. The USDA says they're working on plans in case the shutdown continues.
A ceremony honoring the service of local veterans is scheduled for 9 a.m. tomorrow at Veterans Memorial Park in Appleton. Mayor Jake Woodford said in a press release that renaming Appleton's largest park to honor veterans is a lasting tribute to their service and sacrifice. The ceremony will have remarks from city leaders, presentation of colors, and patriotic music. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score seven runs in two games and what was the outcome in the first two games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of seven. Game three tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm.